Othello. 400 years ago, there lived in Venice an ensign named Iago, who hated his general Othello for not making him a lieutenant. Instead of Iago, who was strongly recommended, Othello had chosen Michael Cassio, whose smooth tongue had helped him to win the heart of Desdemona. Iago had a friend called Rodrigo, who supplied him with money and felt he could not be happy unless Desdemona was his wife. Othello was a Moor, but of so dark a complexion that his enemies called him a blackamoor. His life had been hard and exciting. He had been vanquished in battle and sold into slavery, and he had been a great traveller and seen men whose shoulders were higher than their heads. Brave as a lion, he had one great fault: jealousy. His love was a terrible selfishness. To love a woman meant with him to possess her as absolutely as he possessed something that did not live and think. The story of Othello is a story of jealousy. One night, Iago told Rodrigo that Othello had carried off Desdemona without the knowledge of her father, Brabantio. He persuaded Rodrigo to arouse Brabantio, and when that senator appeared, Iago had told him of Desdemona's elopement in the most unpleasant way. Though he was Othello's officer, he termed him a thief and a Barbary horse. Brabantio accused Othello before the Duke of Venice of using sorcery to fascinate his daughter, but Othello said that the only sorcery he used was his voice, which told Desdemona his adventures and hairbreadth escapes.